This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdumumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. Welcome, sweeties, to a new episode. And if you're new on this podcast, I just want to reiterate what we do on this podcast. So on this podcast, you can learn on productivity. On this podcast, you can get to read more books by listening to speak on books I have read and how they've helped me. You can also learn how to be a better entrepreneur who is a student, you know, by listening to episodes that we put out with people that have done it or are doing it and are doing it well or are able to find balance. So on today's episode, I wanted to ask a question. Why is it that our mornings are always tiring, groggy, and we always try to drag ourselves out of bed and rush to work or rush to school? And to be honest with you, once you actually start your morning well, when you start your morning well, you're certain to have a productive day. And I'm going to teach you today 10 morning habits, or rather 9, that you can add to your morning routine or whatever routine you have to just make your day more productive. So let's get to it. So the first thing I'll say is get a good night's sleep. And in this day and age where there is technology, you know, social media, a lot of people are like always on TikTok, always on like Instagram till like 12 a.m. And, you know, they're not sleeping early. And definitely if you don't sleep early, you'll not be able to wake up early. You'll not be able to like do things you want to do early. So the first thing on my list is to get a good night's sleep. And I'm not even going to lie that I'm actually guilty of not having a good night's sleep, but I'm still able to have like the amount of sleep that would keep me going, so I can run on 4 hours of sleep. But naturally, you're supposed to like have 8 hours of sleep. So just get a good night's sleep. At least like by 10, you should be on your bed trying to sleep. Let's say between 10 to 10:30, you're like okay, trying to fall asleep, and by 10:30, you're already asleep. So if you wake up, if you sleep by 10:30, 11:30, 6:30. If you're not a Muslim, 6:30 is fine. You wake up by 6:30, and then you know get to do what you have to do for the day. So the second thing on my list would be praying. So as a Muslim, like once I wake up, the first thing I do is actually to pray. And some Christians that I know, you know, wake up in the morning and the first thing they do too is to pray. But if you are not like maybe a Muslim or a Christian, I don't know what you are, and you're listening, some people like to meditate. I don't really know much about that. But if you'd like to check what meditation is and everything, I find that praying is my own meditation. So praying works for me, and I'm in love with like, you know, waking up and then just going to pray first. Then the next thing I do, or the next thing you should do, is to like clean your space, you know, make your bed. Cause like honestly, like when everywhere is neat, personally, it makes me happy. It makes me like more active, and it gives me like this sense of joy, and it makes me, you know, more, you know, productive basically. So try to clean your space, you know, lay your bed, you know, make everywhere look really nice. You don't have to like take long, you know, just declutter. If you're someone that is actually organized, it will not even take you like up to 5 minutes to like do this step. And then the next thing I would say you should do is to make a to-do list. Okay, now basically you're starting your day, at least you'd have like 5 things you want to do, things you want to like accomplish that day. So make a to-do list. And if you listen to my previous episode where I spoke on the 80-20 rule, on your to-do list you can just have like okay, the top 2 things that would be most important for you to achieve that particular day, and then, you know, try as much as possible to achieve those 2 things, even if you cannot do everything on your to-do list. Just try to make a to-do list, because like if you have goals, then definitely it will be easier for you to make a to-do list of your goals. Then the next thing you should do is journaling. And basically, I don't journal every day, but like I have a journal where I like keep things, and I also have a planner. So like a journal and a planner is like quite different. Journaling helps you like, you know, organize your thoughts, and you know, it just helps you know that your emotions are valid, whatever you're feeling is okay, that kind of thing. So it's more like that place where you pour out everything that is in your head, whatever, just write it in your journal, scribble it. Like, I know it may seem lame to keep a diary or a journal, whatever, but like it really help you, because like it will help you like pour out like whatever you're feeling at that point. Then the next thing I'd say is to read a self-improvement book. Now, a lot of people read, but not so many people read non-fiction, and I like to read non-fiction a lot. And in my non-fiction, I read about money, I read about self-improvement, I read about my religion, I read about Islam. So read a self-improvement book. It can be on money, it can be on, just try to read something that is non-fiction, something that is not romance, because like everybody in this day and age is trying to read a romance novel, honestly. So read a self-improvement book. It can just be like a page, it can be 2 pages. Honestly, it's really uplift your morning. Then the next thing I would say you should do is try to take a walk or exercise. So now I'm not a like really big, I don't exercise like that, but then like I try to take walks every now and then. In fact, every day I try to like just make sure that okay, I'm taking a walk. So if I'm supposed to have lectures and I know that okay, I'm done for the day, I just like, instead of me to like probably like, because like my hostel and my class is not far from each other, instead of me to like take like a transport myself there, I just like go by foot, something like that. Just, you know, like just a form of exercise and something like that. Then the 8th thing I would say you should do is to take tea. Now, if you know me very well, like personally, you know that I love tea so much. Like when I mean tea, I'm not talking about like beverage. I'm talking about like tea, like green tea, you know, stuff like that. And then I don't know what it is, but tea just has this like really, really uplifting like feel it gives me, or it gives people that like, you know, are habitual tea drinkers, and it just makes you so calm, and it just makes you so active, and just like gives you, I don't know, it just gives me this like, I don't know, like if you start drinking tea, you know, you feel what I'm saying. So the last thing on my list would be affirmations, positive affirmations. So before you run out the door, before you, you know, leave your hostel, before you leave your house, before you leave wherever, you know, you're staying, just try to tell yourself positive things. You do great today, you're amazing, you look beautiful, you're going to smash your goals, you're going to, like, you know, just tell yourself lovely things, because if you don't tell yourself, who will? Okay, who will tell you all these things? You literally just have to be like your personal hype person. And yeah, we've come to the end of today's episode. If you want more tips on productivity, you can subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on YouTube. Yes, we're now on YouTube, yay. And if you're looking to read more self-improvement books in 2024, you can also subscribe and follow us on Instagram at SweetAndSourPod. If you're also starting your entrepreneurial journey as a student, we have tons of episodes that would be of help, because we've interviewed like students who have businesses, and you know, they've just told us their story of how they've been able to balance it up. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at SweetAndSourPod. Until next time, sweeties, don't let the pain of an imperfect past hinder the glory of your fabulous future. Bye.